Protectionism is something we have not had much of for a long, long time, but it looks like we could be entering into a zone of increased protectionism. Actually, we already have. And the reason protectionism is a concern of investors is because tariffs create higher prices. Higher prices generate inflation. And higher inflation causes the Federal Reserve to tighten monetary policy in order to restrain inflation. Because part of their congressional mandate at the Federal Reserve is to maintain the stability, the purchasing power of the dollar. Now, they've defined that at the Fed as an inflation rate of up to 2.0%. That's their definition of it, subject to change, of course. But the Fed does operate under the dual congressional mandate of maximizing employment consistent with stabilizing the purchasing power of the dollar. And that's why you have seen concern created and all this volatility created since you've started seeing this protectionism talk since several months ago. And now we have word today from Beijing that China is warning the United States that any deal made during the current negotiations on trade policy will not take effect if threatened trade tariffs against Chinese goods become operative. And by the way, will not take effect, that's a quotation from the China news agency. The latest talks between the Commerce Secretary, Wilbur Ross, and the Vice Premier of China ended with no joint statement between the parties. You might recall on Tuesday of this week, the White House threatened imposition of a 25% tariff on $50 billion of Chinese high-tech products. China has threatened to retaliate against products imported into China from the United States. China issued a statement in response to the U.S. threat to impose new tariffs. They said, quote, if the United States introduces trade sanctions, including a tariff increase, all the economic and trade achievements negotiated by the two parties will not take effect, unquote. The official China news agency released the statement, and they went on to say that the negotiating process should be based on the premise of not fighting a trade war. So the talks go on, and the arrows continue to fly. The U.S. is pressuring Beijing to lower its trade surplus with the U.S., which was $375 billion in 2017. Now, using hypothetical numbers, let's talk about how we could have a $375 billion trade deficit in 2017 with China, which is the second largest economy on the planet behind the United States, which is first. Well, here would be a way that could happen. If China imports into the United States totaled $500 billion, and if U.S. exports into China totaled $125 billion, the difference, 500 minus 125 equals $375 billion, that would be the trade deficit that the U.S. would have with China. That would be the trade surplus that China would have vis-a-vis the USA. The numbers are ballpark numbers, but the trade deficit of $375 billion is the actual number for 2017, the U.S. trade deficit with China. Meanwhile, close allies of the U.S. are bent out of shape as a result of the imposition of the steel and aluminum import tariffs against the European Union, Canada, and Mexico. That happened this week as well. Now, they just had a three-day meeting of the finance ministers from the G7 industrial nations. This was in Canada, and it ended this weekend. The Canadian finance minister, Minister Morneau, expressed concern and disappointment about these new tariffs, the steel and aluminum tariffs. And about 17% of U.S. steel consumption is imports from Canada. Now, there have been retaliatory tariffs threatened by the European Union, Canada, and Mexico against U.S. exports to those regions. Details, I'm sure, to follow. The finance minister of France is upset. He said, quote, "It has been a tense and tough G7. I would say it's been far more a G6 plus one than a G7, unquote. He has called the U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports unjustified. He went on to say, quote, "We regret that our common work together at the level of the G7 has been put at risk by the decisions taken by the American administration on trade and tariffs," unquote. Now, that's a lot different of a tone than we were seeing when President Macron visited Washington, D.C., and we saw this overt closeness between the president of France and the president of the United States. This is a whole different tone coming out of the finance minister Morneau at the G7 meeting in Canada, which has now come to a completion. Back to China, they are threatening to retaliate against the tariffs by raising import tariffs on $50 billion worth of American goods, including soybeans, small aircraft, whiskey, electric vehicles, orange juice, and others. The U.S. is criticizing China's technology policy of subsidizing upcoming industries and protecting them from competition. They also are critical in Washington that China is stealing, continues to steal intellectual property, which they do. China has been a world leader in the field of stealing the intellectual property of others. And there is no question about that. Of course, keep in mind, tariffs have consequences. When they're applied to imports here in the United States, they raise prices and they make imported products less competitive. When they are applied by foreign nations to our exports to those nations, they raise the prices and they make our exports to those nations less competitive. Well, what goes around comes around, as they say, nothing new under the sun. Remember the Smoot-Hawley tariffs in the 1930s contributed to the depth of the Great Recession. They were widely seen as a disaster by economists. I was looking at some of the tariffs that are on the books right now. I was looking at the European Union tariffs on U.S. auto on U.S. auto imports from the United States. I was looking at the tariffs that USA tariffs on European Union imports, and there is a difference on the auto side from the light truck side, and it's a big difference. On the auto side, EU tariffs on U.S. Automobiles that are exported out of the U.S. into the European Union are 10%. However, the USA tariffs on automobiles that are imported into the United States from the European Union are only 2.5%. When it comes to light trucks, it's completely different. European Union tariffs on U.S. light trucks exported to the EU are 14%, whereas USA tariffs charged on light trucks imported from the EU are 25%. So there are a lot of differences in these numbers.